Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why Your Legal Structure Choice Could Make or Break Your Startup. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that keeps me up at night thinking about the entrepreneurs I mentor. Your startup's legal structure could literally mean the difference between losing your house or keeping it when things go sideways. And here's the kicker. Most founders pick the wrong one and pay dearly later. Why? Because they're thinking about today's convenience instead of tomorrow's consequences. Think of your legal structure like the foundation of a house. You have three main options, and each serves a different purpose. There's the LLC, simple and flexible, like a solid ranch home. Perfect for most situations, but it has limitations when you want to add multiple floors. Then there's the C corporation, more complex, like a high-rise foundation. It can handle massive growth and multiple investors. Finally, the S corporation offers tax benefits, but comes with strict rules, like a homeowners association that limits what you can do. Now here's where most entrepreneurs miss the mark entirely. They think about their legal structure based on where they are today, not where they're going tomorrow. If you're bootstrapping or taking small investor rounds, an LLC works beautifully. But if you have even the slightest intention of raising venture capital or scaling nationally, you need a C corporation. It's not just preferred by investors, it's often mandatory. Here's the reality about protection that nobody talks about. All three structures protect your personal assets when set up correctly, but C corporations offer the strongest legal wall between you and your business liabilities. Let me tell you about Sarah, a brilliant tech founder I worked with. She chose an LLC because it seemed simpler. Smart choice for year one. But when Series A investors knocked on her door, they demanded a C corporation conversion. That restructuring cost $15,000 and 3 months of legal headaches. Starting as a Delaware C corporation would have saved both time and money. So here's your takeaway. If you plan to raise venture capital or scale nationally, start with a Delaware C corporation. For local service businesses or solo ventures, choose an LLC for simplicity. Remember, the best legal structure isn't the easiest one today. It's the one that serves your tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.